Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. So we all know that exercise is good for you. Your heart, blood pressure, mental health, and even improving memory. That's because studies show it leads to production of new brain cells and reduces inflammation. So exercise could also help stave off dementia.
Within the past several years, provocative studies showed that transferring blood from young animals to older animals improved the recipient's memory.
Now new research looks at whether blood plasma from highly exercised mice would improve the brains of couch potato mice. Plasma is the liquid part of blood and contains proteins, electrolytes, glucose, and other small molecules.
The experiment used hamster wheels to train the mice who logged an astounding 10 kilometers each night. The control mice had fixed wheels. After 28 days, the exercising mice showed big spikes in brain function.
Over that same period, every 3 days, they transferred plasma from these mice to the sedentary mice. And guess what, Dave? They saw the same improvement.
Talk about the hack of hacks. When measured, these mice also improved in memory tests and brain inflammation.
What researchers concluded is that fit mice produced much higher numbers of four proteins that influence inflammation. One is called clusterin and is highly associated with the anti-inflammatory effects.
Imagine as part of your vitamin regimen, popping a memory pill. But hold on to that treadmill. No vitamin can yet replicate all the benefits of exercise.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.